Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
501-04.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
501-04.
Do you have me on speakerphone? Customer, are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
It sounds like you're mumbling. Are you able to call us back on a different number or a different phone?
No, I'm not. And we're going to need to talk because I need a refund. God damn it. I didn't order no BitHub last night. I entered my card information, so $5 shipping would be paid for some.
May I please have your zip code?
50104.
That was 50104?
Yes. Yeah.
May I please have your first and last name?
Brody. B-R-O-D-I. Dowell. D-O-W-E-L-L.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
What address? Like email or physical?
Whichever address goes with the 50104.
303 East Green Street.
Do you have your hand over your mic on the phone?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you're underwater.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not. I know it's not. Hold on, let me have my...
And what was that address?
303 East Green with an E on the end of it, Street.
I do see where our meal plan was purchased. How may I help you today?
I did not purchase no meal plan.
Do you recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item? The item could have been an iPad, iPod, or even a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Or are you
Dyson
today?
Dyson vacuum cleaner, yeah. And it was a $5 shipping that I was paying for. There was
Once
no
you sign up
there
for
was
that?
Nothing, there was nothing that I signed that was box checked or anything that was saying that $60 or $59.90 something was going to suddenly be my BitHub or, yeah, my BitHub or, yeah, BiteHub or whatever.
Once you sign up to receive that Dyson vacuum cleaner in those terms and conditions, then they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. It does say that all of our customers will be automatically enrolled into a monthly subscription for our meal plan until you call in to get the account canceled out.
I canceled it immediately after it went through because I was if you charge me $60, I'm gonna fucking take you to court. What the fuck? I didn't order no BitHub. I entered my card information for $5.
You have to call in to get the account canceled out.
I already canceled it, as far as I know.
I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
I canceled it, as far as I know. It already says subscription canceled. Probably through the sweepstakes thing. I don't know. I did not order no fucking BitHub. In fact, you are charging me $59 for it. It's because it says you can. Fuck you.
Okay, so if you continue to use that language, I will disconnect the call.
Not fuck you, but the people you're working for are robbing the blind, and I'm not going to stand for it. So you need to do something about it. That's what we need to do. Or get me your manager.
I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today. That will prevent any future charges effective immediately. And also get that charge of $59.89 refunded. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days as well. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, you've been a dream. It all works out.
All right. Well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
I appreciate it. Thank you.